Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the half year report from the 1st of January until the 30th of June 2016. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, 26th of August 2016. And now I'd like to hand the conference over to your first presenter today, Mr. Magnus Johansson. Please, sir, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to basically summary quarter two results of Mekonomen Group. We'll begin immediately and try to constantly remind you where in the presentation we are. So let's begin with summary. This quarter is very much the performance of the operating profits in Mekonomen, especially Mekonomen Sweden, have had a visible and strong negative effect of the total result. But still, we can conclude that we have a favorable underlying growth in the second quarter in the Mekonomen Group. And we continue to see and have see the possibilities for an increasing overall market, even though, and that must be repeated once again, that it is very much in connection to the very strong sales of new cars in Sweden. And just once again reminding everyone that normally these cars will have an effect on the part of the business where we enter have stronger market shares when the car becomes 3 to 4 years older. So we are still a little bit looking forward for a position where we can take even more part of what is right now being considered a fairly good market. Talking about sales and results, concluding that for the quarter, the EBIT result is lower than we had expectations for, and it's more or less connected to the weak performance of Mekonomen Sweden in this quarter. But we have an underlying sales growth of 3% in the quarter, and in comparable units as much as 6%. Which we consider to be strong. Half-year results, we can conclude that we are below our long-term EBIT margin goal, which is not in our way of evaluating. It's not good enough. But still, an underlying sales growth of as much as 6% and still a strong growth in comparable units of slightly more than 5%. So the growth is still being good and fairly strong in the Mekonomen Group. Looking at results in the different parts of Mekonomen Group, we have what we consider to be a good result in Meka, an EBIT result over last year, and still then affected by the weaker NOK exchange rate. We also have a slightly lower result in Opus Equipment that could be expected. Much of this is connected to costs of setting up an Opus organization in Norway in the second quarter. So the Meka results we are happy with. And Meka is growing quite a lot, and it is especially within their own workshop chain, the Meka Car Service. And we'll come back to that, but in the whole group right now, it's really the workshops within our own workshop concepts that are performing right now. Mekonomen Sweden, concluding from a negative point of view that the underlying net sales are weak, minus 5%, obviously losing market shares in Sweden, and result affected by low sales but also of decreasing gross profits. Some of that is one time. effects. But a quarter really strongly affected by a weak gross profit development. Then just concluding that once again, this is related to the changes being made in Mekonomen in Sweden. And we are really intensifying right now our ambitions, not only to finish these changes, but also to be able to get the effects out of the changes, which have always been an ambition to have a stronger sales capability out in the regional parts of the Swedish Mekonomen organization. We will come back a little bit to what we're doing in Sweden, but this is really the main focus of the group right now. Some increases also on the cost side, but as you probably are aware of, we are also launching a cost-cutting program to compensate for majority of these increases in costs. Mekonomen Norway, an okay growth primarily in their Mekonomen workshop chain. Some pressure on the margin driving the results a little bit lower than last year. To some extent concluding that the EBIT margin quarter two 2015 were on a level which we have very seldom, not to say ever, seen. So a weaker result from pressure on gross margin driven by the competition in Norway, but still performing on an EBIT and an EBIT margin, which we consider to be on a high level compared to competition. Sørensen and Balchen, solid as usual, good performance, control of development of results. Weaker sales than we have normally been able to see from Sørensen, primarily connected to a weaker market in the western parts of Norway, where total Norway is a little bit affected by a weaker oil market, basically. We can also see that in Sørensen, but the organization have been able to still have control of costs and margins. So the result is slightly better than last year, and also keeping in mind that it's affected by a weaker NOK exchange rate transferring the EBIT to Swedish SEK. So still, we are happy with the development of Sørensen. Handing over to Per, a little bit slicing down the development of EBIT.
Thank you, Magnus. Per Hedblom here. So on slide 9, our attempt is to break down the components of the deviation in EBIT between the second quarter 2015 and the second quarter 2016. Total deviation consists of mainly, as is obvious, Mekonomen Sweden, 53 million SEK lower EBIT compared to second quarter last year. Mainly as a result of lower gross profit and personnel expenses, making up 41 of these, 29 plus 12. Gross profit being in effect by somewhat lower sales, affecting of course the gross profit and the EBIT. One-off effects, 9 million of non-recurring effects, of which 7 relate to the gross margin. The rest of the 29 is mainly due to lower gross margin due to rebates and customer mix. Personnel expenses 12, very much related to our new organization and the introduction of a new store system, which has not given us the increased sales, which was planned for, actually. Furthermore, we have decided, and that's the decision we took, to increase marketing spend somewhat during the second quarter. Not significantly, but one should keep in mind that we had quite high marketing expenses in the group in 2015. Nevertheless, we decided to increase this somewhat in order to drive sales by 3 million. We also, and that I want to mention that we have made an internal distribution of central cost, which led to allocation of 4 million more costs from central units to Sweden. By the way, 1 million to Norway, which has positively affected the other part of this graph and the group. So that makes up 4, and then we have other items, 4 million basically. So that's a breakdown, and Mekonomen Norway very much a gross profit issue. Meka, stable development. We have better results in Denmark, actually. Well, still a loss, but better than last year. We have a loss in Opus equipment. We didn't have Opus equipment in the group second quarter last year. It was acquired 1st of July. All in all, that gives us basically a zero effect of Meka, excluding Denmark and Opus equipment. One should keep in mind, though, that that includes negative translation effects, which Magnus mentioned, of 5 million. So, stable development of Meka, stable to good, I would say. Sørensen & Balchen, slight improvement, but in SEK, basically the same result. We, as Mash mentioned again, had 3 million of translation effects negative, so also a stable to good development in Sørensen & Balchen. And then we have improved our other segments. So that's a breakdown. Once again, Mekonomen Sweden being the main issue here. Looking at next slide, operating expenses, we have increased by 44 million our personnel and other costs in the group, quarter by quarter, consisting of additional, the net of additional closed units, 4 million, and the addition of Opus equipment, 23 million. We have regular inflation and wage increases compared to last year. And we have increased marketing costs in the group as total. I mentioned 3 million in Sweden. We have 7 million more in marketing costs. One should keep in mind, as a group, we have seen, as Magnus mentioned once again, an increase in sales to comparable units, so which is the purpose for, of course, increased marketing costs. We also have some other volume growth dependent costs, such as freight and so forth. We have spent some extra money on business development, which we think is relevant for the future. These 44 million have not been met by corresponding gross profit increase. Basically, I mean the addition of new units and the marketing and the business development and so forth has not yielded the sales which you planned for, and basically that's why we see a drop in EBIT.
Good. Looking at a little bit about market statistics and what we can see ahead. Still very strong sales figures of new cars in Sweden. We can also see that the car fleet is constantly increasing, even though we know it's a little bit different in between periods of the year in total numbers, but 2016 will definitely have a larger number of cars than we had previous years. We can also see from figures connected to 2015 that not only the cars are going up, but also the miles driven are going up, which is positive. Cars, there need to be cars, and there need to be cars driven actually to end up in the workshops. Just reminding ourselves and everyone that we are talking about market conditions that are good, even a little bit better than in between years, but that a lot of these improved conditions on the market are corresponding or in relation to new cars, where we know that these cars are more closely connected to the car dealership sales, and they sort of end up the first year in the workshops of the authorized side of the business. But seeing that we have more years now after each other of strong car sales, we are looking forward that more and more of these cars actually come into our business model, and that we can, together with competition on the independent side, really try to take some chunks of these new cars actually on the market. But that will be going forward. Looking at sales growth by customer groups, really conclude in last quarter that it's the affiliated workshops that are growing double-digit numbers. We come from a period of weak consumer sales and also a drop in our ability to grow in other workshops. And especially looking at Mekonom in Sweden, it was the growth in other workshops and a favorable development of consumer sales 2015 that really made this business grow on a level that we hadn't seen for some years. So we have dropped as a group, but particularly Mekonom in Sweden in these segments. But as a strategy, we have said that it is within the affiliated workshops that we can see the strongest and most secure growth over time, and also that our business model over time will be most effective growing with our own workshops. So from a point of view of looking forward, this is really good. But meanwhile, we need still to have really stronger sales in consumers and other workshops, not to get sort of an effect that takes away a little bit of the good efforts that we are managing right now, especially in MECA, growing the affiliated workshop part of the business. Just in the chart, being able to conclude that now affiliated consumers via affiliated workshop is almost as big as what we normally call other workshops, and this so close we have never been before in these segments being equal in size. So it's a development we have planned and aimed for. But we of course want the growth there to be as an effect of absolute growth in all segments, not as this quarter that when actually consumers grow negative. Looking at stores, there's a constant, they are coming in some shops, and actually we are doing some works connected to making the network a little bit more efficient, but it's still small numbers, fairly stable. Looking at affiliated workshops, in many parts of Mekonom, fairly stable. In net, of course, gross, there are workshops coming and leaving. Still seeing that MECA once again have strong figures in net, and that's equal Norway and Sweden, growing with new workshops, which is of course also part of the positive growth in affiliated workshops in the MECA chain. Talking about ProMeister, now constantly over 14% as share of spare parts sales, close to 15% last part of the quarter. primarily growing with growing sales of existing assortment, but also adding in segments or category where we already had success, more SKUs. Not any large launches of new segments or category that is lying ahead. The growth of ProMeister spare parts are very positive. Focus ahead, once again, just concluding Mekonomen in Sweden, we are putting a lot of focus and resources right now to get the organizational changes and the new retail store system at place and not only to have them in place and have them working, but also to be able to generate positive effects and especially connected to stronger sales abilities. Alongside with that, we are launching a savings program in Sweden, expected to generate 25 million SEK from effect 2017. We are also changing a little bit how we are working with our sales and marketing activities. Mekonomen is very well known in Sweden to be extremely successful in launching central campaigns. Competition in that kind of campaigns are increasing, and also the net effect out of investments are slightly going down. We can see that in many industries and businesses. The changes of the organization primarily have had an ambition to be able to work stronger regionally and locally. And that's the when we are talking about getting the new organization in position and also being able to do more business, this is really what we're aiming for. Now we are also changing resources and activities to be able to meet competition even more locally than we did before, adding a component. We will still do centralized marketing and central campaigns, of course, but we will also add an increased part of local and regional sales activities. Right now we see that this will actually take on competition, being able to take back, regain market shares as soon as possible. So a lot of activities going on in Sweden, a lot of focus from not only the Swedish management but also the group management to support Sweden in this change. Coming to the strategic focus areas, and this time really concentrating on innovation. Per, interesting new service concept launched in the Swedish market from us.
Exactly. We have seen that car leasing has become more and more popular. In Sweden, 25% of private registered new cars is actually leasing car right now, for new statistics. We have launched a concept, Mekonomen car leasing, actually communicated today. We can order via the web, and initially Stockholm is a delivery point for lease cars, and this is new cars, and we see that being present in this growing market is interesting for us and provide opportunities for the future to also service and repair cars. So we're happy that we have been able to provide this kind of offering as well to our customers.
Good, and coming from many years of success in actually handling professional car leased fleets, we see this is a really interesting add-on from a consumer and branding point of view from Mekonomen to our private consumers. Good, Per. Also this morning, we gave information about the really starting point of the Mekonomen Yellow, which is actually a new concept, and which is part of a new format strategy, really to be the forefront workshops within the affiliated Mekonomen workshop chains. This is one one shop, one stop workshop for consumers, meaning that the primer customer of the Mekonomen workshop chain is a customer that wants to have some help to be served. It's not a very professional customer, and they want to basically be able to get the workshop to help them with whatever problem they have. So this is an sort of an expanded service offering, really putting a new standard for consumer service within the independent side of the industry. Alongside with traditional workshop service activities, there will also be car wash, scratch and repair, which is in a very interesting segment, also for the corporate lease fleets. We will, as far as possible, also make sure that there are there could be glass repairs as partnering close or even at the sites. There could be bodywork partners, even in some of these workshops, that they will be within the building area or really close connected. So really helping the consumers and by this also hoping to be set out the standard from a quality point of view for the rest of the workshop chain, really to be in front of the, what's offered to the consumer on the total Swedish market. The first facility is open in Globen. It's just outside of Stockholm Center. And we are planning for and also right now in the process of launching another 30 workshops with ambition to actually make this number before the end of 2017. So it's an ambitious program. Primarily, it's converting existing workshops to an Mekonomen yellow unit. So it's not any greenfield activities, which would probably make it impossible to reach the numbers of 30. Sort of a curiosa, but still, we have a concept called Speedy, a workshop concept affiliated. Not that many workshops, but once again, this had happened previous this year in Sweden, where when workshops are actually ranked in between by consumers, there seem always to be a Speedy workshop that come in front of everyone else. So very, very happy right now with the consumer offerings and also the consumer satisfaction within the Speedy workshop chain. Also an opportunity and possibility for us in the future to continue to build on this strong concept, especially within big city regions. Per, something to say about the rest of
Yeah, exactly. I think we covered most. Some details, going to slide 26. Look at the revenue increase of 3%. One should keep in mind there that we had the negative effect of a weaker NOK affecting revenue and with 60 million SEK during second quarter and 118 million for the first half year. Also, looking at taxes and financial net financial, we have same financial net basically as last year, and the taxes are slightly lower, very much due to lower corporate tax in Norway. Going to slide 27, I skip that one. 28, cash flow. We have a much stronger cash flow from operating activities in the second quarter this year compared to last year, 228 million. Very much thanks to two effects. One is that we do not have the cash outflow from Denmark. We closed down the Danish store business in December 2014, but the negative cash flow effect came in 2015 as planned, and we don't have that negative effect anymore. It's like 2 million during this quarter. Also, we have lower paid taxes this quarter compared to last year, and this gives us a rolling 12 cash flow from operating activities of 608 million, which is a significant increase compared to 2015 full year. We therefore also have a net debt of 1,684 million SEK compared to 1,841 million SEK same quarter last year at the end of the period, and very much thanks to our focus on cash flow generation. Income statement, once again, we have covered most of this. If you add total revenue and cost of goods for resale, one can easily see that we have increased gross profit marginally, but once again, definitely not enough to cover extra costs, which we have incurred with intention of increasing sales even more. The gross profit has also decreased slightly more than 1 percentage point corporate-wide. We see, as we mentioned, economic Sweden as one reason for that. Balance sheet, slide 30. We have increased the goods for resale stock somewhat since second quarter last year. One effect is the fact that we acquired Opus Equipment with some extra stock and some stores. On the other hand, we have reduced stock regarding Denmark, and we have had a NOK effect. All in all, we have actually increased the stock in a certain number of stores with the intention of driving sales, which has been a deliberate effort. We are basically on the same level as at New Year. Shareholders' equity slightly lower than 31st of December, which is normal since we have the dividend in April. I conclude with that.
That's the presentation. We will now open up for questions.
Thank you very much. As a quick reminder, if you wish to ask a question or make a comment, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. Your first question, sir, has come from the line of Fredrik Villard from Carnegie. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. Starting off with one question from me here. On, we can see that the ProMeister continues to have a good performance, and despite that, gross profit is down. If we can sort of, you've had a nice development throughout the year, and we all know you've had the effect of the NOK, but how come we're not seeing sort of more resilience or a better gross margin despite the sort of a growth in the ProMeister share of sales?
First and foremost, we have a slight increase in ProMeister sales, but we do, I mean, the effects which we see is Sweden, as I mentioned, one effect, and if I take this 29 million in reduced gross profit and some of that being, of course, an effect of lower sales, but including one-off effects, there is a downward effect in Mekonomen Sweden as total, which explains for a large part of the gross margin effect. Once again, why do we have that effect? That's mainly due to increased rebates, actually, in Mekonomen Sweden, as well as a general trend in the whole group of increased sales to affiliated workshop, which in themselves provide lower gross margin. Customer mix has an effect, and we, as you have seen, we have a quite good growth actually in sales to affiliated workshops, so we have a somewhat high, stronger effect negative of the customer mix this quarter. Also, in Mekonomen Norway, once again, I mentioned the gross profit effect there. We have certain competitive pressure, and in addition to the customer mix effect, which I mentioned, so that canceled out any positive effects we may see from price increases and to some extent from Meister.
Perfect, thanks. You mentioned that you haven't seen the results that you wanted from the sort of investments or the organization restructuring that is undergoing. Why is that? During Q1, you said you were going to slow down the pace of the implementation of the data system. A quarter later, you haven't seen that yield effect. If you could just expand on why the effects aren't visible yet, or when you sort of can see these effects coming into sort of the numbers, basically.
Yeah, and correctly as you said, we stopped the further rollout of these ERP systems for a shop. There are 30 of these shops that have the system. We are working quite a lot to get them in a position where this is not in a negative way affecting how we are working. Basically, there have been a lot more resources that have needed to be actually in the shops and handling this change instead of being out visiting customers. And we can especially see in Mekonomen Sweden, then the segment most affected when you are not out there doing daily business and daily visits, like what we call other workshops. That's really the customer segment that are most negatively affected right now in Mekonomen Sweden, and especially we can say in these 30 workshops, these 30 stores that are still quite a significant part of the total number of 115 that we have. So these have really dragged down performance. But we are not launching anymore, but we are really trying to make the situations in these stores as good as possible to be able for them also to take part of the sales initiatives that we are launching forward, so we can increase sales once again. And it's quite obvious. And we were talking about that after quarter one, that we were not happy and that we are not getting the effects out of the change that were originally and still have the aim actually to increase the capacity and the capabilities of working locally with sales and on meeting competition on a regional or local basis. And actually, looking at the figures, it's not that we are fewer people. You can see from development of the cost actually that we have been more people. So we can sort of not blame to say that we are taking away some competence or some people. Right now, there are really in intense focused on getting this in place and also then adding instruments and resources to this new organization to also make have the ability to make an effect on the sales in ambition to regain the market shares that we obviously lost in quarter two in the Swedish Mekonomen part of the business.
All right, perfect, thanks. Just one final question for me, just on these rebates you mentioned, to what extent were they behind the growth that we've seen, and have they been new for this quarter? If you could just please remind us, have you done similar activities in the previous quarters, or is this 6 or 3% we've seen in this quarter? Is that not? I'm just asking, is that comparable to the previous quarters, or is this influenced by the rebate that you've done in this quarter that wasn't visible in last year, for example?
No, this is compared to last year, so it's increased rebates.
Okay.
That's the answer to that question.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
And your next question is coming now from the line of Erik Paulsson from Pareto Securities. Please ask your question.
Hi there, this is Erik at Pareto. I just had a question regarding the cost savings program now that you're initiating here. You mentioned that the effect on the EBIT for 2016 will only be marginal. So how should we interpret this for sort of the total cost for the program? How much will it cost, actually?
We don't actually foresee any direct costs of the program. we are implementing measures that will yield positive effects, which we forecast for 2017. So we shouldn't. We are not looking at one-off negative effects due to the program. In that case, we would have communicated them, but we rather see positive effects in 2017, which we have forecasted to 25 million SEK EBIT.
Okay, I see. And also regarding this new car leasing initiative, how will this actually work? So the customer actually registers on a home page and then they can pick their car up, I don't know, a quarter later or something like that. But which car will be offered and what will the cost be for you? What will the customer earn in terms of, I mean, there got to be some kind of incentive for the customer here. And where do you actually earn your money, on the financing part or how does it work?
If you start with kind of cars, I can give you some examples. We have Citroën, there will be Nissan, for example, and Fiat. These are examples of cars which we provided. And it's a web-based service. Mekonomobilleasing.se, where you basically order your car and then you pick it up at a specific location in Stockholm at this stage. You didn't ask that, but I give the answer anyway. We do not take any risk in this. That means, of course, that we don't. Since we don't take any risks, there's not a financing issue. So we have another way of getting a certain profit from this, but not on financing.
Okay, so then you basically mean that the way you earn money is on the service afterwards or the spare parts sells you, because you can sort of lock in the customer, I guess, in another way.
That's the main effect we will see, and that's correctly understood. There are other ways of earning some money, but not significant for you and your estimates on this.
Okay, and talking about significance, then how much do you think you will get from this, and in terms of profitability, or what will you earn from this in terms of figures, numbers?
Well, first and foremost, we are started this. The site came up today, so we'll see how fast it takes off. That's our view so far. And these, just to manage expectations, these are new cars. New cars at this stage. I mean, we do not get too much service from new cars. It's very much a way of getting more loyalty from our customers. I mean, we get a relationship with them initially, and we can get them to service their new car and later on their older car. So it's a long-term effort of increasing our relevance among car owners very much. So we don't give a forecast of how much this will generate in the short to medium term.
Yeah.
And quite obvious also, it's a way of starting up with this kind of personal lease, but in the early ages of a car life, but of course also over time, a little bit dependent on how well this performs, looking over the opportunities that follow the car and the car owner in the next phase of actually a car life after these initial years of lease. I think everyone right now is thinking about whether or not the customers want some kind of offerings look like this also in a later age of the car.
Okay, great. Just a final question then on that topic. What will, for instance, if I decide to order a car through you, private leasing car, financial lease, what will be the incentive for me, so to say? Why should I order it through Mekonomen and not Nissan, for instance?
We have quite favorable terms, you believe?
Yeah, Looking at our offering has always been, especially in comparison to the part of the branch of the business right now that are offering, that we are really a player that offers extremely good service and taking care of the car for a very reasonable amount of money. So also the price offerings need to be in line with actually what kind of player and what kind of brand we have.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Bye.
Your next question is coming now from the line of Oscar Erixon from SEB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning again, guys. My questions have mostly been answered, but just follow up on the 30 workshops. What is the situation like now going forward into Q3 and Q4? Are they ready to, go more to marketing and those efforts? Thank you.
Talking about the Mekonomen and Yellow, these 30 workshops, we are actually beginning, which is the most easy part of this, to convert the workshops that are most have the biggest potential by the one we own by ourselves. So that will be a number during the autumn. But of course, then it's independent workshop owners in our affiliated chain of network that will be contributing probably the most to get to this 30. And I think that the majority of those will be during 2015. So there will be a gradually upgrade to this 30.
Okay. Actually, I was wondering more about the system where you rolled out the ERP systems.
The ERP system. I misunderstood. Yeah. Okay. Further rollout of the ERP system will not continue until we have also implemented the new dynamic system within the wholesale part of the business, because that will take away a lot of the administrative work that have actually dragged down the effectiveness in the stores. And also we are doing some big or very focused master data projects right now that will also ease up and increase the effectiveness in the current system. So before we are finished with that, we will not actually implement or launch any new dynamics in any of our stores. All the resources right now are focusing on actually helping out the 30 stores or being part of the project of initiating this in the wholesale activity.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, do you think it will continue to drag down performance, or is that resolved now, do you think, for the rest of the year?
We will definitely work with increasing our ability and by that also getting our performance to get better during the rest of the year. But they are really focused on going through this. They have actually taken much longer time than we anticipated from the beginning. So full focus, but not promising that anything will be solved in total in the near future, no.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
And there is a final question coming from the line of Frederick Villar from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a follow-up question from me. The core brands you mentioned, Citroën, Fiat and Nissan, their combined market share is roughly 10% of the Swedish market during 2015, if I'm right, in terms of new car sales. You mentioned that in your report that 50% of the more new car sales can be leasing. Are we to expect there be more brands connected soon, or are these, how are you going to go from here, given the discrepancy between the brands and the overall market share of leasing?
Yeah, we start with these cars and see how it develops basically. So how we progress after this, it depends basically on the success of this venture.
Yeah. And I also think it's fair to say, in connection to what we said previously, that we will probably at least for the near time period, if we add more brands, also be quite
cautious about adding brands that would sort of a little bit question the value part of our offering. So you can expect probably not the most expensive cars of the market to be part of this in the near future. But of course, if this will be what we really hope for, a success, that we will try to add more brands that actually fit within our offerings.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
There are no more questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, no more questions, but thank you for all the questions. I hope it cleared up things for everyone. From our side, thank you for listening and taking part of the conference, and looking forward to meet you all again, either in our session that are public and physical, or in this teleconference when we present quarter three. So thank you very much, everyone, and have a continuously good day.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. Please, speakers, stay on the line.